This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm about to create a whole bunch of new liners. Not that they're bad, they're staples. You've had them for years, but some of them for 18 years. But when I just can't help and talk along with them, we got problems. Infowars.com, exactly what I was talking about. It's not going to be the Japanese model where they're putting all their money into humanoid robots. They think that's the next car thing, sell those every home. Yeah, money-wise, sales-wise, that's important. But the globalists will just clone those real fast. The Western system is go with smart meters, AI systems, to seize control of every appliance, every automobile, everything, and run your life. Here it is, Infowars.com from Oxfam and the UN. This is breaking at Infowars.com. UK government announces plan to remotely control vehicles, state to seize control of cars via Wi-Fi to hack your car. Government to hack your car and take control of it. And that's the real headline. See, InfoWars is always watering things down because reality is much worse than even my reporters have come up with. People say, oh, stop exaggerating. Okay, there aren't just hundreds of cancer viruses in many vaccines. There are thousands, okay? I mean, you know, it's worse than I said. UK government announces plans to remotely control vehicles, state to seize control of cars via Wi-Fi sensors to reduce traffic congestion and global warming. And then it goes through. They're just, the cars are already robot, all the new ones. I told you, and they're going to tax you. It's here. Leanne, boom, the robot takeover.
It's just unbelievable. What does that even mean? They're going to take over the car to...
Go read the article.
So you can't have traffic congestion for global...
It's for the Earth. It's for the Earth.
Yeah, it's got to save the Earth. Go kill yourself. Stop breathing.
Let's go to the conclusion of the interview. It'll all be edited with B-roll, really powerful tonight on the Nightly News. But let's go back to more of the writer of the best-selling book, AI. Here it is.
Is there any way to control some of the systems that are already growing?
So that's a great question. I think the issue of autonomous weapons is a very immediate one, and in some ways much more immediate than the kinds of things we've just been talking about. And my own view is that it's a mistake to think just about replacing current functions that are done by humans with machines. So right now we have drones, but they're... The targeting decisions are made by a human who, you know, is getting the remote video feed from the drone, and the human identifies the target, and the human pulls the trigger. And so people are talking about, is it acceptable to replace that particular function with a computer program? And the argument then focuses on accuracy and moral agency and liability and responsibility and, you know, whether it exactly fits the Geneva Convention and issues like that. And that argument is playing out right now in the United Nations. So it will get resolved one way or the other, and that's the right place. I think the collection of nations of the world need to decide on what kinds of military capabilities are actually allowable.
Yeah.
But the reason I think it's a mistake is because it assumes that everything remains the same, that we just replace an existing human function with an algorithm or a machine and nothing else changes. But in fact, if you have autonomous weapons, you're going to have an arms race of autonomous weapons.
There you go. He really gets into the powerful stuff now. This will all be on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. But Leanne, I wanted to give you 1 minute to finish up.
Right. Well, obviously, the autonomous weapons, a lot of people who are involved in this AI, you know, they want to be able to take this further, but they are saying we need common sense, we need ethics. And I'm also going to talk about on the news tonight something that's even more pressing, much sooner than 2045 has been predicted. No idea what humans in the transition period are going to do for jobs. It is going to be a job.
Well, that's the problem. The globalists are engineering it to make us obsolete and saying it. So the scientists and the writers saying, we don't know what to do. We've got to talk about it. The plan's already been made to get rid of us.
Yeah, and the economists, they all want to know, what do we do? But they have no solution, no answer.
Well, they ought to read what the transhumanist eugenicists are saying. They're going to kill everybody.
Well, that's the thing that's...
Got to talk to Bill Joy and read his article.
Still, and the robots can do it because they have no compassion, no care.
Leanne McAdoo, you'll be host for News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Great job. We'll be back with Joe Curl for the Washington Times.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2, Supermeal Vitality, and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nason Iodine or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I was up in Dallas one time visiting family, staying in a hotel, and right there in the middle of the restaurant bar comes walking over Joe Curl, who I had met up in D.C. once covering Bilderberg. And Joe Curl has been up there for 30 years, I guess, or so in D.C. He doesn't look that old, but he's been there with the Washington Times, you name it. He was there when the Drudge Report basically started and was involved really since the beginning of it. At the Washington Times, working back and forth with Drudge. Now he's launched his own big site over at the WashingtonTimes.com, Right Read. And that's Joseph Curl. And I wanted to get him on because he, I don't want to call him really an insider. He just is up there on Capitol Hill every day. You know, he's covering the White House. He's got the inside scoop, not the state-run media angle. And I got to tell you, the Washington Times just gets better and better. You can say what you want about who started it or whatever. The point is they cover, you know, the Pentagon training to take on the Tea Party. They cover Fast and Furious. They cover Benghazi Gate. It's DrudgeReport.com, TheWashingtonTimes.com, WorldNetDaily.com, you know, Drudge, InfoWars. That's really about it, and that scares me. It's good to see more and more sites out there starting to cover some of these issues, but it's just scary sometimes to realize how few big sites there are that will actually tackle stuff that's painful for both political parties. The world, it seems, is being set on fire right now. Major destabilization. Obama has said again that the world's never been more stable under his leadership. He also says 2 + 2 = 5, and that you can keep your doctor, and that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. I know I say that pretty much every day, but it's just repeating the craziness. Rightread.com will take you to the subsection of the Washington Times. Now, well, it's affiliated with a lot of different organizations. He'll explain it all to us, because I don't want to butcher the facts here, but it's an excellent site. He's an American writer and political columnist. He ran and worked for the Drudge Report for years. He covered politics for 25-plus years, 12 years as White House correspondent for the Washington Times, columnist for the Washington Times, as well as editor of rightread.com, rightread.com. So explain to me, before we get into all these topics, where are the big establishment Republicans going? Can they weather the storm, allowing open borders, allowing Obamacare to continue? What's going to happen there? What's the big summit of Republican candidates Saturday? What does that mean that you covered? What'd you pick up there? We'll also talk about immigration and where a potential political candidate stand. And we'll also talk about Obama and what he's going to do in his last 2 years in office. We just passed that Rubicon last week. But first, tell me about the new news website.
Well, thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Well, that's quite an introduction. And I was thinking about that the other day, our night in Dallas. You remember what we ended up doing?
What did we end up doing? Oh, crashing Dick Cheney's party.
The Carl Rove's party, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, Dick Cheney was there.
Of course. Yeah. That's right, Dick Cheney was there. They wouldn't let us in. They saw you coming from a mile away.
That was fun. And, of course, we didn't have anything to drink, though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't. We just drank lemonade all night.
Absolutely.
So Reverie, yes, new site, exciting. Did 4 years at Drudge, and it was fantastic. Had a great time there, learned a lot. Drudge is a great guy, and it was just time for me to break out and do my own thing. It'll never be the size and power of the Drudge Report, as you know, is huge and enormous. And
but he links to your stuff. That's the amazing thing about Drudge. I mean, he supported Breitbart when he left. He's supporting you. He just really is all about the information. In a media system full of egomaniacs, he's the opposite.
That's right. And that's why he links to you guys, too. I mean, he loves your work. He knows that you guys are breaking stories. He knows that the liberal media is, you know, poo-pooing you guys and talking about conspiracy whack jobs out there, but he knows that you're getting to the real stuff, so that's why he likes you guys so much as well.
Well, that's what you're doing. Tell us about rightread.com and what it's affiliated with, because I may have gotten some of that wrong. I just visit the site. I don't know all the details. Sure, and let's get into the news.
Yeah, and it's connected to the Washington Times. They were kind enough to offer me a help starting it and running it and access to all their readers and everything, so I took them up on it. I've been there for just about 20 years now, on and off with them, doing all kinds of different things, and still loyal to the great Washington Times. I think you're right. I think they're getting better and better, and they're coming on. They've got all kinds of new guys going, and it's really going to be an exciting 2016 with the kind of stuff they're doing. So my idea really is to try to get people another place to go for information. I think what's happening in the world today is on the internet and the media. There's so much stuff, and it's hard to get through it all. My idea is to do what I did so well at Drudge, which is to read everything so that you don't have to. I will read everything. I'm reading hundreds of stories a day, and then I'm picking 50 or 60 stories to say, here's what you can't miss. Here's what you got to read today. So that's my idea, and I'm assuming people are going to go and read Drudge, and hopefully they'll click over to me and take a look at what I'm doing as well, because there's so much stuff out there that it can become overwhelming. You read a lot of these sites, and it's just a nonstop stream of stuff, and the way the media jumps on things, they're on something for a little bit, then they're off it. They're quick hitting things like crazy and then jumping to the next thing. Nobody's really following through on what's really going on.
So exactly. And speaking of Benghazi, maybe we should go there first. Judicial Watch got these new documents, and as your headline shows, the White House is now walking back their previous lies. Will they get away with this, and what do the documents show?
Well, it's been a shocking day off on the Hill with these guys, because they're really saying, you know, they've been slow walking these documents. I mean, we're talking about something that happened more than 2 years ago, and Congress still doesn't have the documents they've asked for time and again. These guys literally had the gall to stand up there today, either the Justice Department or State Department officials, and say, well, we're not really sure what documents it is you're looking for. And the Republicans on the committee were all saying, look, we've told you over and over again what documents we want. We want access to these 22 witnesses. And you've got this State Department guy out there going, well, why don't you prioritize it? Tell us which ones you want to see. We'll see if we can get to make that happen. But really what they've been doing is, and this is what the media and the administration in cahoots has been doing, is they're killing this thing by making it seem, they're dragging their feet on this so that nothing ever happens. And they put these things out every once in a while. Like recently, they dumped a bunch of documents on a Friday, late on a Friday. And these were documents that again, like you said, Judicial Watch got a hold of a bunch of great documents showing what had really happened there and showing again that the administration was sitting on and not releasing all this information. What the administration's goal is, what Obama's goal is to make this seem as if it's just the Republicans on a witch hunt. There's nothing there. They just won't let it go. They just keep pounding about it. And for a lot of people, it's working. A lot of people think, well, what are they doing? They're still, you know, they're on and on again about this. So these,
well, that's because the Republican leadership doesn't ever attack. If they would attack Obama on Obamacare, if they would attack Obama on blanket amnesty outside of law, if they would attack Obama on what really happened in Benghazi or Fast and Furious or IRS gate, he would be impeached right now. And the truth is, from my view, they are bought and paid for by the same special interests, at least McConnell and Boehner are, and are basically letting Obama take over. I mean, I'm scared of what he may do in the next 2 years. Shifting gears then back into the other issue, because it's all tied together, as you know, Joe Curl, who just joined us from his website, rightread.com. What do we do about the huge landslide that happened, and now the Republican leadership is sitting on top of it, ignoring the Constitution and ignoring the landslide? What do you think is going to come out of this?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of intrigue going along under the current, behind the scenes in Capitol Hill right now. I mean, you saw what happened with John Boehner and the mutiny that took place, and there were a lot of, you know, there were reports that I heard at the time that there were upwards of 50 Republican members who were going to vote against John Boehner. Now, what happens when that starts to swirl around? Nobody wants to get out ahead of it, because if you vote against Boehner and you don't oust him as Speaker, then you don't get any good committee assignments, and you just made a powerful enemy. So what happened there was a lot of guys who were ready to go, they ended up getting cold feet, and everyone went back and went ahead and supported him. But you still had 24 people vote against him, which was pretty bold. And right now what's happening is the party is splintering on Capitol Hill. There are different factions within the Republicans that are not really accessible to the other factions. There are Tea Party guys. There are guys who are really concerned about the overspending, the deficit spending, the massive national debt. And they're not really on board with all of this sort of go along to get along, which is what's happening on Capitol Hill right now. This idea that, you know, we need to negotiate with Obama, we're never going to get anything done because Obama controls everything. So there's a lot of unhappiness on Capitol Hill from a lot of Republicans and especially conservatives. What they're finding out is that they're going to have a lot of trouble pushing things through because they don't have a solid majority. They don't really have the kind of solidity that they need. The not everyone, the unity that they're looking for is not there, and they're in trouble.
Well, Joe, what's going to happen when the next election comes around and Republicans haven't delivered anything, haven't repealed any of Obamacare, have let Obama open the borders up? I mean, there's going to be a huge backlash, in my view, and an even bigger Tea Party contingent, I think, will be sent. I think it's key for the Tea Party to explain that they've been betrayed and sat on by a bunch of rhinos, and that we need to remove the rhinos if we have any hope.
That's right, and that's exactly that's the danger that, you know, I remember when it was a huge landslide on November 4th for Republicans, I remember Pelosi and other Democrats talking about, well, this is, you know, quietly talking about the fact that this could be a good thing for them because now they've got a two-year lead-in. If the Republicans get nothing done and can't get over this kind of intra-party fighting, squabbling, then the Democrats are going to say, look, these guys have been in control for 2 years. they haven't done anything, you should put us back in power. And that will be a pretty powerful argument for voters going into the polls on 2016. So you're right. Republicans are either going to have to get together in the next couple of months and really move forward with a unified face, or they're going to face a
stay there. Joseph Curl of RightRead.com and Alex Jones.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? Snapforce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. Snapforce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at snapforce.com. That's SNAPFORCE.com. Snapforce.com. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a short segment, long segment, 18 minutes coming up with Joseph Curl of the Washington Times, formerly with the DrudgeReport.com as well, and he now has his new site. We're going to be talking about some. I wanted to get Shikari Jackson's take, along with John Bound, two of our reporters, on what this political realignment means and the Republican betrayal. That's exactly what it is. But then I've got all this other news that I want to run over and just get quick responses in the next segment from Joe Curl, like UK government announces plan to remotely control vehicles, state to seize control of cars via Wi-Fi sensors to reduce traffic congestion and global warming. Paul Joseph Watson of Infowars.com reported that. Drudge Reports got this headline from MSNBC or CNBC. Dow hit by Microsoft, Caterpillar data, disappoint. Dow falls 400 points today. Aircraft carrier Stennis has biggest ordnance on loads since 2010. DEA cameras tracking hundreds of millions of car journeys across the U.S. Argentine prosecutors shot point blank in the forehead official. They basically admit he was murdered before he exposed the president. Obamacare costs $50,000 per person per taxpayer. That's in the Daily Mail. The big blizzard wasn't the big blizzard, but the New York Times said there'd be no more blizzards by this year. I mean, it's just a border surge likely in 2015, data shows. Boehner McConnell retreat and Obama amnesty fight panics conservatives, Washington Times. I want to talk about the drone and all the panicking as a toy drone crashes. There's just so much. It's just crazy. Joe Curl, where do you want to go next? I mean, what else are you focusing on there on your new news site, rightread.com?
Well, the latest thing that's happened on the drone debacle is Obama has come out and said that drones need to be regulated. So that'll be interesting as the White House decides to take over all drones. I guess, you know, kids playing in the backyard are not going to be regulated.
Well, it's already illegal in D.C. To have a drone and do that. So, I mean, these laws don't do – it's remote control toys. It sounds like an excuse to try to ban remote control toys.
Yeah, that's what was really interesting. I mean, you know, it really does. It's really kind of amazing when you think about what the White House. You know, it is a vulnerable building. It's right in the middle of D.C. You can walk up to it from all sides. You can get within, you know, a couple hundred feet of the front door. So and there's just those big old iron, you know, wrought iron bars in front of it. So it's really, but now they're saying that the drone was too small to be picked up by radar, and that really makes you wonder. What kind of security they've got at the White House? If they can't handle and see the coming, you know, the future of what kind of security threats they're going to face, it's kind of amazing that they didn't think, you know, boy, I wonder if, I mean, you know, if you can fly a drone in there, that means you could arm a drone, put a bunch of weapons on it, put a bomb on it, and fly a drone right into the White House and just explode it, you know, right next to the window, fly it inside, you know, smash it through the window and fly it into the residence. It's kind of amazing that they don't have the foresight to know. That's what they face.
Well, they'll probably argue for kill switches in all these toy drones so that they can have a field, a radio wave field. I'm predicting this, you know, being broadcast to order them to crash. But I've been on people's boats that have pretty inexpensive radar systems on them. And if you've got a duck flying at you at 500 yards away, it picks up the duck or a group of ducks flying or a flock of seagulls. I mean, I don't believe that they're they've got radar that would pick it up.
Oh, I'm sure. It's again like, you know, the other day when that guy a couple of months ago when the guy, you know, jumped over the fence and ran to the White House, ran in the front door and was, you know, tackled inside. Then they said, well, he said he wasn't armed, it wasn't a danger. Then it turns out, of course, he was armed. He had a knife on him. So it's confusing what these guys, they just seem to keep having problems. They can't really protect the president. It's kind of frightening.
Well, I mean, at the same time, we are a free society, and look at 10 Downing Street. I mean, somebody could fly a drone into that. I mean, I think it just comes down to the fact that I don't think we can be held hostage by all the potential threats. But you're right. As technology proliferates, I don't see how we're ever going to stop crazy people being able to do damage, no matter how big a police state we build. So what is the answer?
Well, that's a great point, because the other what happens right away now is exactly what Obama's talking about, which is like let's have the state control this, let's have the state control that, and then, you know, the way they're justifying things like they're capturing photographs of all of these license plates. And the idea behind that is, well, we'll track drug dealers, but that's not really how it gets used. Eventually, it gets used on everyone. Everyone's going to be collected by the government. And they're gonna put a big database together that's gonna have us all in. So,
and they basically admit that. I mean, they admit that 10 years ago it started just on the border, but now it's nationwide. Hundreds of millions of people are tracked a year, basically everybody, and they're keeping a complete database history of this, but government's exempt. Amazing. Joe, stay there. I want to come back and get more into big stories you're focused on. And I'm not an insider like you in D.C., but I've really noticed the Washington Times has brought it up several notches, so congratulations.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
We're going back to Joe Curl here in just a moment. I'm going to ask him what he thinks the most important issues of the day are. I know he's been following very closely who the power structure intends to be behind, at least those that support Republican leaders. For the 2016 run, who does he think the real leader is? Who do he think could come from behind as a dark horse? And we're going to get some wild card questions from our reporters that are in the control room studio, Jakari Jackson and John Bowne as well. I'm going to ask about Chris Christie launches PAC ahead of likely presidential run, the rivalry between Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney, and more. But before we do that, if you're a TV viewer, you'll notice I'm wearing the Molon Labe long sleeve camouflage Made in America shirt that is so popular we cannot keep them in stock. In fact, of this exact design and camo, taking us months to get more, a small amount of them are back in at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com because they are made in America and are very affordable. That's how we fund our operation, is bringing you high-quality products that we know constitutionalists, libertarians, conservatives, classical liberals, and the Thomas Jefferson vein want and need. In 3 days, the specials end, or when the new year comes, I guess 3.5 days. We've got 10% off all the water filtration systems of the highest quality, lowest price with 10% off. You'll find anywhere on ProPure, G2, Clearly Filtered, you name it. You get free shipping on top of that. We only do that special once a year. Free shipping right now on all water filtration systems. And, again, your purchase funds the operation. We also have, ending in January, the New Year special, where you can get half off on a yearly membership. 20 people can use each nightly news, prisonplanet.tv membership, and you can share that with friends and family. Again, 20 people can use your username and get on simultaneously. That's 12 cents per person. A yearly membership, now $29.95 or $250 a month, or you can just sign up monthly $5.95 for a trial. And it is an amazing website and really been updated and has the best servers and systems on it now, prisonplanet.tv. You're funding the very tip of the spear, the cutting edge in the info war. So thank you all for your support. And finally, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster is, I don't know what it is. It's almost 20 or more than 20. I need to count them all up. It's a bunch of well-known stuff like Echinacea and Golden Seal and the rest of it, with all the different studies out there that it boosts immunity way better than all the garbage the system pushes. It's concentrated. It's a discount brand. We call it Right Side from InfoWarsLife.com, where we take herbs and things that are super high quality and concentrated but very affordable. And leading competitors are about $45 for a similar formula. This is $14.95 out of the gates. It is selling out very, very quickly. We will take that special down when we only have a limited supply left so that we don't sell out completely until the new batch comes in. So we're about to get rid of that special in a matter of days. It's what I'm taking, my children are taking, and the purchase supports the broadcast. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, the high-quality nutraceuticals, the Patriot apparel, all of it available at InfoWarsStore.com and the subdomains. Going back to Joe Curl, who again has launched a bold new libertarian, conservative, paleo-conservative style hardcore website that is a subdomain of the Washington Times. It's basically teamed up with them, RightRead.com. And the reason that's exciting is it means more real conservatives out there battling with the rhino Republicans and neocons. And it's that battle I'm talking about right now. The big money behind Chris Christie, the big money behind Jeb Bush. I mean, I'm sick. And I know you know Bush and have hung out with him and all that and you know, like him somewhat, Joe. But you know, another Bush, another Clinton, I just don't think people are going to go for it. But expanding on that, I really don't like Chris Christie. I don't know your view on him, at least since we talked last time. Give us your breakdown of what you think of the field of Republican candidates. I mean, we should be able to run a ham sandwich against whoever the Democrats run with all that they've done, but the Republicans just won't deliver. What do you see in your crystal ball happening, and what's the word currently in D.C.?
Well, there was a big summit. The first really of its kind, the first of the 2016 cycle was in Iowa on Saturday. And that really showcased, I was really fascinated to see the new people. You're exactly right. And we had to look to Donald Trump to literally say it. But he said, you know, you can't run Mitt Romney again. He ran and he lost. You can't have another Bush. I mean, you know, he's got all kinds of problems with conservatives. And I really think he might be a lot of trouble. At least he'd have a very hard time. That's why he was not one of the candidates in Iowa, but he'd have a very hard time winning states like that. That's right. Yeah. So he's got a lot of baggage, and you're right. It's another Bush. I mean, you know, it was Bush's mom who said, you know, the mom of Jeb and George W. who said, you know, do we really need another Bush? I mean, we've had enough. We had two presidents in that family, and that's what's really remarkable is right now, you know, we're looking at the possibility of it being Bush versus Clinton, which would just be insanity. I mean, having the same people, we apparently, 350 million people, we've only got two families that could produce presidents. It's crazy. So that's what was so interesting about Iowa on Saturday was there were some real new people there with some real new ideas. And Chris Christie was one of them, but the real star of the thing, the real step out of the day was Scott Walker from Wisconsin. He really kind of wowed the crowd there. Very conservative group, hardcore, grassroots, very into politics, and they went nuts for him. So he's looking like he might be a very strong contender. I just saw on the wires today that he's created a patch, so he's getting ready to go. So he was one of the big standouts. Carly Fiorina, she was another one. It was very fascinating. I was very interested to see her because she hasn't done a whole lot. She's unpopular in some circles. She had some problems at Hewlett-Packard. The things didn't go well there when she left and all that. But
I mean, I hate to be shallow. She just looks too much like Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Well, she does. But she was very strong, very, very strong speech she delivered. And she really went right at Hillary Clinton, which is an interesting idea that she may be setting herself up for a deep nod.
Sure, I was being sarcastic. Let me ask you this. What about a Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz ticket? That just seems like a super sexy ticket. And again, I've got some problems with Palin. I really like Ted Cruz. But remember, folks, they're a lot better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, isn't that a hot ticket or a Rand Paul Sarah Palin ticket? Or is her running as VP not good?
I don't know, boy. That's tough. She didn't do that well in Iowa. Either her teleprompter broke, which was some reports, or she showed up and just decided to wing it. But she had a 20-minute spot. She spoke for 35 minutes. She did about 12 minutes of thanking people and reminiscing about Iowa. It was a rather disjointed and odd speech.
Really, but I do like her. I mean, I do like her blouse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she had a ton of applause lines. She really. Once she got going and once she really got on focus, she was good. And I think she's another one of those people that she's got so much power. She could really put something together in a matter of weeks or a few months, and she would be a major force. She could bring huge cash in. She's got millions of followers.
Are you talking about her on the top of the ticket? I mean, because that would be big if she went at the top of the ticket.
It would be, but I still get the feeling that she's not really planning to run. I know that she said she's interested. She told the Washington Post that she was interested, but I really still get the feeling that she's not really going to go.
That's the reason I think she's good, because she doesn't want power. And look, I got big problems with her on her super hawkish stuff, but I just have studied her. I think the way they demonized her, the way they came after her, that's why I like Rand Paul. The way they're coming after him, give me your take on Rand Paul.
Oh, Rand Paul is a serious candidate. I think he's one of the top three or four. I mean, what I really see it boiling down to, I like Ben Carson. He's hugely popular. Fiorina gave a good speech. I think it's coming down to about five people. It'll probably be Walker, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, Rick Perry, and Ted Cruz. I think those are the serious ones, and they all kind of bring something different. I think Christie's going to try to cast himself as a guy that can unite. He's not going to do great in Iowa. He's not going to necessarily do great with conservatives. But his point is, we need to move a little bit past that. You need to pick somebody. He said a line in Iowa where he said, if you want somebody who agrees with you 100% of the time, look in the mirror, because that's the only one you're going to find. So we've got to, and what his point is, he's saying, we've got to get past the notion that if we disagree with a candidate on one small thing, we're going to abandon that candidate. What he's saying is, we need to find somebody, whoever it is, and we need to not hold our noses, but we need to get past some of the things that we don't necessarily like about him. So
sure.
I think he's a strong candidate. I think Rick Perry is a real sleeper. I think.
Oh, I agree.
People didn't take him seriously last time. He didn't.
Well, he was on painkillers from back surgery. I think that's what stunk
him. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he admitted too that he didn't take it as seriously. He's run several times in Texas. He's about to become like the longest serving governor in Texas, if he's not already.
He is.
But he said that he didn't take it as seriously as he should have. It's a different world when you get on the national stage. And you're right, the painkillers and all that were bad. But I think he's a serious, and he's another guy when you match it up against somebody like Chris Christie, you look at the state of Texas and you look at the state of New Jersey and just their finances, their budget, where everything's going.
Yeah.
It's a pretty convincing argument that Texas is a heck of a lot better off than New Jersey.
I think it shows just how horrible the Democrats and how radical they are, that people like Rick Perry look good compared to them. But it, expanding on that, and I want to get some questions and some comments from our crew in there, from our reporters who join Joe Curl, reporter with us right now from Right Read. Washingtonpost.com, formerly with DrudgeReport.com, and also with WashingtonTimes.com. When you look at this, everybody's saying be moderate Republicans to get Democrats to vote with you. When you look at the state of the country, the anger, Democrats voting for Tea Party people in some cases that they're so upset, I think being a radical constitutionalist and not compromising and really demonizing Obama and running against Obama and 4 more years of Hillary is basically is what Obama's been or you know 8 more years. Is just the continuation of the Clintons. I think if people get hardcore and aggressive, they're going to win in a landslide. But if they try to become the Democrats, they're going to lose. What do you say?
Well, that's the real split right now between that's where Christie's trying to position himself, and that's where he's trying to position himself as that compromise candidate. But there are an awful lot of people who are looking at it and saying, "Hey, we just did that twice. We did that with McCain. We did that with Romney. We didn't like him. They weren't conservative enough for us, but we held our nose, and in the case of Romney, 5 million people didn't show up to the polls. They just said, I don't like either guy. I'm not showing up.
Sure.
So,
I mean, we had a landslide for Tea Party and conservatives because they did demonize. You've got to demonize out-of-control corruption because it is evil. I mean, we're not painting it something it isn't. I want to go to our reporters for comments and questions. Jakari Jackson in there in the Infowars.com studios in the control room. Jakari, what's your take on this political realignment and the Republican field?
I want to ask Mr. Kerr, as far as the political climate, we see a lot of the Republican wins. You know, they had a big win in the midterms, but now that people see that they haven't done much since then. You know, a lot of things that the Republican fan base wanted to see done hasn't been done. They've been pretty much sitting on their hands. So are we at a time coming up with this presidential election that you guys have been talking about when people are going to realize that there isn't a whole lot of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats by large? You know, you do have some standout candidates such as Rand Paul and Ted Cruz who at least, you know, talk the good game. I want to ask Mr. Curl if he really sees a changing paradigm.
Sure, because people are always figuring out meet the new boss, same as the old boss, but people are getting mad quicker and quicker. It used to take years. Now it takes months. That's a great question. Does the political power structure realize how angry people are, Joseph?
Well, that is a great question because that's exactly what you're right. In some ways, the Republicans just got in. They just took over January 6th. It's only been a few weeks. But you're right. People are frustrated already, and they're already looking at them and saying, you know, first they could barely pick a speaker, and then, you know, they can't get it together on abortion. That was a big debacle where they didn't know what they wanted, and they voted, you know, some Republicans voted against it, and they had to re-vote it.
Yeah.
Now you've got the whole mess with Keystone where, you know, they couldn't pull enough votes together. They said they had 60. They only ended up with 53 or 54. So you're right. People are getting frustrated quickly. And again, just like Obama did in his State of the Union, where he ignored the notion that, you know, he was addressing 50 or 60 brand new Republicans who were in that room that weren't there the last time he gave a State of the Union. So he should have. He really, a lot of people have said.
And he said, "I'll veto anything you try to block me on anything I'm doing. Open borders, turning off the power. I will veto that." I mean, it's just the arrogance.
But that's the real problem right now that's happening with the Republican Party is. They're looking to, and this is again a problem with keeping the establishment of McConnell and Boehner in there. They're looking now to negotiate and compromise with this president when, in fact, what the voters did when they put these guys in was they said, go in there and take it to them. They didn't want them to go in and make deals with Obama and settle for half of everything you want and let him get away with amnesty and deficit spending and all the things that he's doing. But the Republicans now are really starting to appear as if they're gonna toe the line and try to work with this guy. Your point, Alex, is exactly where a lot of people say the Republican Party needs to go. Is get angry about this, get up in their grills about it, get up in their face and battle it. Make it.
Well,
battle.
Sure. I mean, just from political points, even though we know Boehner's just horrible, he could have at least started committee hearings on repeal of Obamacare or part of it. They're not doing jack squat. I mean, it's so clear that they know there's such pressure. They don't want to let one inch of resistance in because it'll bring the whole house of cards down and save the country. I'm going to go back to the reporters. John Bound with Jakari Jackson. Bound, what's your take on this? Got any questions or comments for Curl?
Yeah, Mr. Curl, pleasure.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Good. I just wanted to reiterate the wealth that exists in Congress and in the presidency. The presidential campaign has increased every campaign by $2 to $3 billion. So, and then we have people in Congress that cost on average about $3.5 million to get into Congress. They're completely out of touch with the American people.
You're talking about how most of the Democrats are worth hundreds of millions but want to raise taxes on poor people?
Well, and Republicans, too. They're all in it together.
I know, but if you look at the top 15, it's all Democrats. I mean, again, I'm not against rich people. It's that they're for wealth redistribution but then exempt themselves from most of the taxes. I'm going to let you come back with more of that, Bound, and finish up your point. But briefly, Curl, what do you think of that?
Well, that's where everything's going right now. If you're looking at, you know, you finally got the Koch brothers who are going to get into this to the tune of about $750 billion. But you look at people like Soros and who's backing the Democrats. And again, you've got the liberal media saying, oh, there's so much conservative money in it. They're controlling everything. Quietly, the Democrats and liberal, you know, liberal money is enormous in what's happening there. So you're right. It's now being controlled by these two groups of billions of dollars. And that's where we're going to go in 2016. It's going to be, again, you know, exponentially higher than it costs to run last.
Sure. Well, America is up for sale. You're absolutely right. I mean, America is up for sale, special interest, and that's the bigger problem. That's why there's no difference at the very top.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Come, you masters of war.
For the main radio broadcast, you know, the news stations don't carry the fourth hour, but sometimes we do part of the hour or the whole hour. It's internet only, really. Infowars.com/show. You find the free daytime feed. The nighttime news is subscription, but then we post everything the next day or so up on YouTube for everybody and other platforms. We've got a bunch of cable systems, a bunch of satellite systems, you name it, ready. We're finally in the new studio. I'm the one that's held us up because I've been so busy with other projects. We're ready to start the hookups, the promotion here in just the next few months. I've just got to get down to it to really open it up where we can get on UHF, VHF stations all across the country, cable systems. We have listeners everywhere in those facilities that are managers and are owners. And the show is about to explode. And with it, I think I've been procrastinating at a subconscious level because it's scary. Maybe why some candidates that are better don't want to run for president because you know you're going to get attacked. But we're about to go to the next level. Joe Curl is also expanding what he's doing, not just working some with DrudgeReport.com or WashingtonTimes.com, but RightRead.com. I wanted you to be able to finish your comment off what John Bound said. But, John, you had another point as well. Then we'll get a final point from Jakari. Then we're going to go to Overdrive and let you guys finish up. John Bound?
Yeah, I just want to ask Joe, because he witnessed the Iowa debacle, well, the attempt at getting the American trust, and it seems that the public trust has been lost. Was Scott Walker's popularity a result of the fact that he doesn't have as much dirt on him, i.e. Chris Christie's traffic gate scandal, so on and so forth?
Absolutely, and you're right. I think one of the things that really resonated when Walker was talking was the mistrust in government, and the fact that, you know, he didn't go as far as Mitt Romney in saying 47% of people are just sucking off the government key. But what he did say was, you don't measure the government by how much you get from the government, how many people are dependent on it. You measure government by how few people are dependent on it. So he got a lot of applause there. He got a lot of applause when he talked about, which he did very successfully, taking on the unions in Wisconsin and winning. You know, he's won three battles, three elections in less than 4 years. So he's really been tested. And a lot of the things he talked about resonated when he got to the big government, small government, intrusive government debate, and people really took sure. to that message.
Well, I think it's the Democrats demonizing him that makes people like him. I mean, when Rand Paul's getting demonized, his poll numbers go up, and then, you know, he thinks being nice to the Democrats will make him like him more. No, the answer is get attacked. That's what people see as the badge of certification. Final question comes from Jakari Jackson to Joseph Curl. Jakari, your final question or statement for Joe Curl?
Yeah, Mr. Curl, we saw with the last presidential election, Governor Rick Perry, who I believe today said he would announce his plans or lack thereof come May or June. Last time he had a pretty tough time dealing with the Gardasil questions coming from Mrs. Bachman. Do you anticipate him having additional issues? I know you talked about the painkillers and him entering the race late.
What's his weak underbelly? That's a great question, Jakari.
Well, you guys know him well there. You guys live with him every day there in that state. But yeah, he's got baggage and he's got problems. He's been, you know, I think that, you know, actually, I think that's another problem that Sarah Palin has. I think those two both have it, is that they get pigeonholed. They get defined, and whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, they get defined, and unfortunately, they sort of take that definition. Sarah Palin has, I think Rick Perry has, and they're going to have to battle against that to get back out of it and reestablish their credentials. But Perry is most poised to do it. He's got, I agree.
And you know, Americans love a good soap opera. Imagine a Rick Perry, Sarah Palin ticket. Wow, people, the media would go after that, wouldn't they?
It sure would. They would have a field day, but boy, would that tap their asses.
All right. RightRead.com is the website. Joseph Curl, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon. We're going to be back in Overdrive, Infowars.com, with final comments from Jakari Jackson and John Bound. I'm Alex Jones. Great job, crew.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that
we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit ancientdefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.